This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, it is not possible to separate an economy from the political environment it is surrounded by. It's just not. Look at how the most recent round, or in fact any round, of tax cuts get decided on. That said, there is one part of economic policymaking where, until fairly recently, it was widely agreed that politicians ought not dabble. Monetary policy, interest rates, and how central banks, the Fed, for instance, control them. Well, chalk up another norm that is becoming less normal. In just the past couple of days, the president of Turkey, as I'm sure you've heard, has fired that country's central bank governor over interest rate policy. And it wasn't because those rates were too low, by the way. President Trump has said, and not for the first time, that if the Federal Reserve knew what it was doing, it would cut interest rates. That was the past couple of days. This morning, economist Arthur Laffer, he of the Laffer Curve, said this on CNBC.
I don't understand why the Fed is independent, to be honest. Fiscal policy is not independent. Military policy is not independent. Social policy is not. Why should monetary policy, this very powerful tool to control the economy, not be subjected to democracy just like every other instrument of government?
Laffer asked. We sent Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson to answer.
The old cliche about central bankers is they're supposed to take away the punch bowl just when the economic party starts going. They're a literal buzzkill. But politicians often want to let the good times roll, especially if it's an election year, says Aaron Klein. He's a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
The example most people point to is Arthur Burns,
Fed chair in the 1970s,
who succumbed to President Nixon's push for a strong economy in 1972 for his reelection. And America suffered with a decade of stagflation in exchange for a strong economy in the summer of 72.
An independent central bank uses its tools, like setting interest rates, to prioritize long-term economic prosperity over short-term political gain. Carolina Garriga is a lecturer at the University of Essex.
There is research that shows that central bank independence is associated with lower inflation, with less volatility, with more growth in the long term.
What's happening in Turkey right now is the perfect cautionary tale, says Steve Henke, a professor of applied economics at Johns Hopkins University.
The president of Turkey wants lower interest rates because he believes that lower interest rates lead to lower inflation.
But that's exactly how it doesn't work, says Henke. Lower interest rates typically increase inflation, and so Turkey's economy will likely suffer.
We know what the result is going to be. Weaker lira, higher inflation, higher interest rates eventually, and lower economic growth.
Henke says governments can oversee central banks, yes, but they shouldn't dictate monetary policy. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.